Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Speaking for the Planet, a series of powerful ideas and opinions from the young minds in Otatahi. This year's theme is Our Ocean, Our Future, Our Responsibility. Brought to you by Sustainable Otatahi Christchurch and the New Zealand Association for Environmental Education, with support from Environmental Canterbury. You're listening to Year 7 and Year 8 Spoken Word. First up, we've got Robin Van Hoof from Te Oraka Shirley Intermediate.
The ocean is beautiful. The ocean is home of many. The ocean is a source of life. But the ocean is dying. The beautiful things that come with the ocean are dying. The ocean is getting worse. Pollution is getting worse. Overfishing is getting worse. We are getting worse. The ocean is fine now, but the ocean is getting worse. The ocean is getting sick. The ocean will die if you and I don't do anything to stop it from doing so. The ocean is dead. We can no longer swim in the ocean. We can no longer eat from the ocean. We are at fault for the ocean's fate. But the ocean is not dead yet. We can still fix this. We can revive the ocean. So now is the time to stop. Now is the time to act. Now is the time to change. The ocean will survive if we do this, but if we don't, it will die. So why leave it for the future generations? Why leave it for the future? Let the ocean live. Let the ocean heal. Help the ocean get better again. Otherwise, the coral will die. The fish will die. Everything will die. We will die. But there is hope. We can stop this fate. We will stop this fate. Now is the time to stop. Now is the time to act. Now is the time to change. The ocean will survive if we do this. But if we don't, it will die. The ocean is beautiful. Keep it this way.
Ben Watson, Heaton Intermediate.
Sea levels rising, coral dying. What have we done? Do you remember when we went to the park and the water wasn't past our knees? Do you remember when we could walk barefoot on the beach without needing a tetanus shot? What have we done? Do you remember 2025 when the sea level was 0.8 metres lower? The glaciers are gone, seawall stacked high. Do you remember when coral grew wild, coloured and bold? What mistakes have we made? What went wrong? Our attitude is what was wrong. We needed to act, but instead chose to be ignorant until the end was near. By then, we couldn't stop it. The governments had more power than they do now, but still chose not to act. Nobody knows why. Why do we keep on emitting our greenhouse gases? It's not like they're of any use to us now. What have we done? We used to be able to step outside without swimsuits on. The sea wasn't knocking at our door. We didn't need stairs to get to our house. The foundations were in the ground. Why does it have to be like this? Why couldn't people listen? Why were people so ignorant? Why were they so calm? They hadn't realised what was going to happen. They didn't know that it would turn out like this. The sea is huge. Lives have changed. Why did this have to happen? Because nobody did anything. If I could turn back the clocks, I would have done it differently. I would have acted, reached out to stop the world from being what it is now. I would have done anything to stop whatever this is. This bleak, grey world, devoid of emotion. If I were able to turn back time, I would have spoken up. I would have said, we need to act. I would have said, we need to do something. I would have said, we need to stop. But we can't do anything now. What have we done? If we had stopped with the fossil fuels, if we had switched to renewable energy, If we had stopped emitting our greenhouse gases before the glaciers melted, well, then we could have, if only, then we could have stopped this. What have we done?
Next up, we've got Emma Stanley from Te Uraka Shirley Intermediate.
Taylor's Mistake. Taylor's Mistake is a wonderful beach if you want to go surfing. The waves are 1 foot and bigger. You wouldn't want to go swimming in the middle of winter because, like any other beach in Christchurch, the ocean will be freezing. Try go for a nice hot summer day. Make sure you bring a towel to sit on when saying it's really hot. The beach next to Taylor's Mistake is called Little Bay. If you go there, the ocean is much warmer. Be sure to go at low tide and come back when it's coming into high tide. Captain Taylor made a big mistake. His ship sank. We're making a big mistake. We're wrecking our planet. Climate change is destroying our oceans, our rivers, and our lakes. People are dumping plastic waste into our oceans, our rivers, and our lakes. We're making a big mistake. We're wrecking our planet. Climate change is leading to a significant impact on our oceans, leading to warming, rising sea levels, and ocean acidification. We're making a big mistake. We're wrecking our planet. Coral bleaching. The rising ocean temperatures cause corals to expel their symbiotic algae and reef degradation. We're making a big mistake. We're wrecking our planet. But we can stop it. We can make a difference.
Next up, Ella Knight, Heaton Intermediate.
What if you had gunshots booming from above you every day? Bang! 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 Forever looping, forever harming, forever. What if, when you try to go fishing, none are left because all the noises have scared them away? What if marine animals couldn't have basic interactions with each other because of all the ship's engines that disrupt their communication, their prey and predator hunting, and their reproduction to prevent them all from going extinct? What if all the politicians were yelling over and over saying they're fixing it, but animals can't hear that because of all that we're doing to them? We could try slower ships to fix this, but of course, we all had to be impatient because we need more and we need it now. What if we are all the main cause? What if there's no specific or imaginary person to blame for our carelessness? What if it wasn't just affecting marine life? It's affecting all animals, above and below. Tiny kiwis, that's what we say as animals on land and sea, die from our causes. Who's going to fix our mess? Protesters? Climate activists? No! Many consider them a bad influence and said they're causing too many problems. You think it's just noise, but you wouldn't have a clue that it's harming animals mentally and physically. What if it's just construction work and other annoying everyday sounds to us, but to them, it's loud, deafening, and lethal? We can't hear them cry for help. We can't hear them over ourselves lying. They can't hear us fight for them, no matter what we do, no matter how loud we shout. Our earth, our planet, our ocean, once blue, sparkling like beautiful sapphires, but now a dull, faded grey of what's left of our remains. Be quiet so you can hear what we caused.
Next up, Georgia Parsons-Taylor, Te Uraka Shirley Intermediate.
This is what we'll miss. Do you remember the way indigo skies drifted over waters that shone like sapphire? The way hot sand's burning its best skin as kids run towards her with open arms? When I would run towards her with open arms and an open heart, her song lulling even the coldest to calm. This is what we'll miss. This is what those still to come will miss. I've seen it all. The way darkness churns below and above compared to the delicate tendrils that would wash up above onto her sands. With joy comes a glutton of those who don't know how to care for her, who don't know her. For years, she was my home. Now she has come to avenge her love. The sea is filled with the memories of the lost, lost times, the lost people. The days of jumping for joy was acceptable. This is what we'll miss. This is what those still to come will miss. I've seen the way it hurls up into the city, into towns and drowns homes. Once we came from her. Once we were the ones that tried to protect her, just like she did for us so long ago. She did nothing but try to help when we struggled to thrive. We are the ones who did this. We are the ones that hurt her. We left her with nothing but pain. This is what we'll miss. She is who we will miss. We'll leave remembering one thing. This is what we will miss. But it doesn't have to be. We can go back before it's too late to make a change in the tides, before the clock strikes the next wave, before it's finished, before she's gone. Forever. Lost, forgotten from our hearts, from our soul. She is who we'll miss.
Next up, Alpha Washington, Walla Walla Leech, Te Oraka Shirley Intermediate.
As I touched the sand beneath my feet, my emotions felt like never before. I felt relaxed and drained as I started to use my brain. I had imagined if I wasn't here, I didn't know what I was going to do. During my time at the beach, I saw a colony of birds flying in a heart-shaped line. I thought it was cute when they all started to shive. All the birds flew right past me with a warm breeze. As I looked around, I saw heaps of big trees. Things that make me angry are the extreme weather events happening because of climate change and people. Another reason I might get mad about climate change is the sea level rising. Some might not find it surprising. One more thing I might get angry about climate change is the extreme weather events happening because of climate change and people. So when I see a piece of rubbish outside, it reminds me about everything I got mad at previously. Then I felt relaxed and looked around mysteriously.
Up next, Lauren Agent, Te Oraka Shirley Intermediate.
Do you remember? Do you remember when water trickled over the sand? When waves were crashing against the shore? Do you remember when sand would squelch beneath your feet as laughter rang through the air? When you sprinted towards the ocean, who's home to so many? Do you remember when sand would shine underneath the sun, tiny, microscopic gemstones shimmering beneath those powerful rays? Do you remember when the smell of seaweed wafted through the air, drawing you closer, shells dotting the ground like stars at night? Do you remember when seagulls would glide through the air and salty water would sting your eyes, forcing you to cry for the ocean's beauty? Now imagine that gone, because one day you won't have to imagine. One day you'll go back to that beach, expecting more beautiful memories, but you'll get something different. You'll get cut feet from the glass shards poking out from the dirty sand. You'll get sick from the black water. You'll smell dead coral reefs and burnt plastic. You'll see dead fish washed up to shore. You'll wish you could go back to before. That's what will happen if we keep this up. All this for our gain, because one day it'll be too far gone. Overfishing is unbalancing the ecosystem we so clearly need. Did you know that by 2050 there's supposed to be more plastic than fish in the ocean? You should be feeling at least some emotion. My hypothesis is that we've broken a lot of promises. For this pollution, where is the solution? Do you see our ocean dying? Because we need to start trying. Do you remember when you would splash in the ocean's waves, oblivious to how much she's hurting? Do you remember?
Up next, we've got Walter Allen, Te Oraka Shirley Intermediate.
Appreciate what comes out of the tap, what goes in the pool, and what keeps you moving. its power, its medicine, its oxygen, and its life. The jungle-like groups of coral, the empires of marine life, and the abstract colors of shells. All this comes from one thing. Rubbish Island, pollution, global warming, this all comes from another thing. The ocean didn't give life to one thing just for that one thing to do the opposite to the ocean. People don't need fossil fuels. People didn't have to create greenhouse gases, and people didn't have to create global warming. Millions of metric tons of pollution each year. Polar bears, penguins, seals, the ocean gave life to these as well. But the humans are reversing the effects of the ocean. With each bit of rubbish on the ground, each cloud of gas in the air, the turtles fall and the ice melts. But these events can be stopped. Don't let laziness overcome you. It is like a virus. Next time when the tap opens, just remember, if you don't take action, it won't again. Care for the moana.
And finally, we've got a showcase by Scarlett Bruin from year 9 to year 11, spoken word.
Once upon a time, before humans poisoned the world, trees swayed, a kaleidoscope of blue feathers and pink petals crowned the earth. Oceans so mighty that even wolves bowed to him, his aquamarine marine waters so translucent you could see right into his salty, soothing soul. Once upon a time, I walked along the beach, sinking to sand made of gold, collecting a variegation of shells. The numbing ocean licked my feet, a gradient of glistening blues. Waves pranced proudly like a glaring line. Once upon a time, the waters of the ocean entombed me, filled me with tranquility. The water washed away my worries. The ocean brought me home. The ocean freed me from my loving body, colliding with the waters, making me immortal, as when I am nothing more than burnt bones, I would still be a part of the ocean. Once upon a time, they said, populate the sea with trash. Make a whirlpool of silver cans, suffocating plastic and bottle caps. Catch all the overzealous fish, add some microplastics. And they said, let's burn the coal, melt the ice, leave our children choking in charcoal air. They didn't care. Soon upon a time, I wandered down the beach, ripped apart by rusted cans. Sand now a wasteland of rotting corpses and corroding rubbish. The sea infected with a disease of dark oil. So I cry, and the ocean cries too, begging to be saved. Soon upon a time, ocean fought back, his oily hands crashing through the lands we turned grey. We destroyed everything with apathy, crashing through the lands that were once a vibrant paradise, filled with violet flowers and trees exploding with life. Soon upon a time, ocean was once again fierce. He flung our trash back at us. He drowned us in oil, the oil we chucked at him so carelessly. Our plastic that destroyed so many of his astonishing creatures now scattered our cities like autumn leaves. We couldn't breathe. He sources most our air, and we just went and destroyed him. Later upon a time, after ocean killed us all, the world bloomed with life. Ocean once again reigned the earth. Birds roamed the skies, and luscious bush creatures thrived. Later upon a time, the world came alive once again. Once upon a time, we could have lived in harmony with ocean and every species to walk the earth, but our only impact was ravaging through forests, destroying a future that could have been, and a world where we bowed to ocean and said, thank you, Your Majesty.
Thanks for tuning in to Speaking for the Planet. This episode is a part of a thought-provoking series supported by Plains Media. Head to plains.org.nz and search for Speaking for the Planet to listen to the rest.